Okay. Today is Daf Chav Dalet. We're on Daf Chav Gimel Amud Beis by the second Mishnah on the Amud Beis. So Mishnah continues. Afal Pisha Amru. Even though we said in Daf Chav Aleph that Chayavei Arachin Mamashkin also, that the Gizbar can come and take a mashkon from the individual who is not yet paying off his obligation. Nevertheless, he can't take everything. The Mishnah is going to deal with it. There's certain things that the Gizbar can take, and certain things the Gizbar may not take. It has to leave with the guy who has not yet been delinquent in paying off his erechin now. So Alf Bisha Amr Chayavei Erechin Mashkin also, Nostim Lo, they leave in the hands of the Noder, Mazon Shloshim Yom, he has to keep food for 30 days, or money to buy it, Rashi says, or money to buy it. So Mazon Shloshim Yom, Uksus Lushneim Asar Chodesh, he has to leave clothing for 12 months. I assume that means, you know, different types of clothing, to seasonal clothing. Not like a shirt for a day, for 365 shirts. I think it just means seasonal clothing, right? Mita mutzas, a made bed, v'sandalov, and shoes, utzfilov, and his tefillin. You have to leave because he needs it. It doesn't say talus though; it says tefillin. I think the reason being is a talus is just a chovas got, chovas on the chepsa. If you have it, it's a talus. It has four corners. You wear it, but there's no obligation. So it's tefillin where it's you have to wear it. So you have to leave those, or you leave the money to buy those, right? Lo, avalo, we ishto lebanav. We leave for him, but we don't leave. Even though he's obligated to pay for his wife and his children's food, you don't leave food for 30 days for him, his wife, and his kids. Just for him. But now the Mishnah continues. Though, if he is an artisan, if he's a craftsman, you have to leave him his tools so he can make a parnasa. Im hayu uman, if he's an uman, nos din lo shnei kulit kli umnos mikol minumin. You leave him two of his utensils from each type of utensil that he needs, right? For example, Charosh, the guy is a carpenter, nos dim lo shnei ma'atzvadim, I think it's like a plane, so he used to plane the wood, leave him two of those, u'shnei ma'geros, and two saws, two planes and two saws. Rabbi Lezer omer im haye ikar, Rabbi Lezer says beyond that, even if he's a farmer, nos dim lo tzimdo, you leave him the pair of animals that are used to pull the plow, you leave him his tractor, so to speak. Right, that's his kli umdos. He's a chamar, the guy's a donkey driver, I guess he's more like a taxi driver, nos din lo chamoro. You have to leave him his donkey, because that's his parnasa. According to Tanakama, we're going to see that Tanakama does not hold that you can leave the two oxen to plow, or the donkey to ride. Hayu lo min echad meruba, u min echad muat. Let's say, okay, he says he's supposed to give two from each min. So let's see, he's supposed to leave two planes and two saws. What if the guy has three saws and one plane? Three and one. So maybe you could say, well, let them sell the third and buy the second and be left with two and two. So, hayilo min echa meruba min echa muat, ain omim, we don't say, limkor es hameruba vilika hamuat. We don't say, ela nostim o shnei minim min hameruba. No, he gets two planes, he gets the third, gets two planes. Uko mashiyishlo min amuat, and whatever he has in the muat, so he had to get left with two and one. What I was going to say is because it was fine till now, so why now all of a sudden does he have to get the extra one? Mishnah continues: Hamakish nechasav. If someone is makish all his nechasim, ma'alin lo tefillin. So we evaluate his tefillin, and that goes to hektish. According to Rashi, give him the opportunity to be podit. He can podit. But the tefillin, if you makish all your nechasim, that goes to hektish. So my timer. What's the reason why we have to leave Chayav Erekin, you have to leave him the Mazon, the Ksus, and all these things that the Mishnah listed? Why do you have to leave those over? The Amakra, because the Pasuk says, V'im machu me erkecha. The Darshan, Hechayehu me erkecha. It says, the whole Pasuk is, im machu me erkecha, if he's too poor, they meet up with a Kohen, you bring him from the Kohen, the Heriot's all Kohen, the Kohen evaluates him, Apia Shartasik Yadon, whatever he can afford, I know the Erkecha Kohen, that's the Kohen evaluates. So if he's poor, it says, im machu. Meaning even after you take him, even after you take the value, he has to still be chai be'erkecha. That's the darsha of the pasuk. Gemara Mishnah said, avalo be'ishto banav, my taima, hu me'erkecha v'lo ishto banav me'erkecha. Only he has to be part, still have, not be made destitute, not his wife and his children. Rabbi Lezer Omer, im ha'yikanos l'simdo, the Rabbanan, why don't they argue, why they argue this, so that he don't give him the two oxen? He says, "Hadu lavkli umnosinu." These aren't artisan, craftsmen's tools, and on the chosim minu, these are just property. The property you take, tools you leave. These aren't tools. Machlokas, I guess, is how you define tools. So, hayalom min echad meruba. That's right. We had three planes and one saw. So, you make him sell. You take one one plane, and he's left with two and one. So the Gemara says, Pshita. That's Pashit. He hates the Sagalei Hashdos, not the Sagalei. It was five for him until now. Usually leave two and two, but he's had three and one. It was a five for him that he only had one of the low, lesser amount. Why now, all of a sudden, now he hasn't been paid the Erefit, they're going to say, okay, sell the third one and give him a second one of the other one? Why should that be? And the Gemara says, no, Ma'av Tema, you would think, Ada in until now, the Habilei Oshule, Habilei Moshile, Hashdos, Lekele Moshile, Lo Kamashulan. The third plane, you would think, was valuable to him, and that it allowed him to lend out, since he can lend this, other people lend him something else. So he was always able to get the second plane, but he could just lend out his third saw. You take away that third saw, and without giving the second plane, he has no opportunity to get the second plane. Kamashma, no, we only focus on what he has, not what he could have received, and therefore, that the Mishnah teaches us that you take that third min from him, and you do not buy him a second min of the one that has lower value. Of the one that he has a lesser amount. He only has one instead of two. The Mishnah continued, Hamatish es nechasav ma'an lo tefillin. If you are matish only nechasim, basically the tefillin also become hektish there also, and he has to be part of them. Mar tells a story. Who gavra does vinal nechsei? There's a guy who sold all of his nechasim. I sell to you everything that I own. So Asl comes to Rav Yemar. So this guy comes in front of Yemar. He was wearing his tefillin. So Amar lo, Rav Yemar says to him, Salikali tefillin. Take off his tefillin and give it to the other guy. If he wants it back, he has to buy it back. He sold all his property. So the Gemara says, "Mike the Mashmalan, what's the Mishnah? What's the Chiddush here? Right? Masnisin he. That's our Mishnah. Hamashes nechasim, malin lo tefillin. If you give over your nechasim to anybody else, to give over your nechasim to hektish yefi matzish, to give over your nechasim to somebody else, an individual, you sell it. If you give over all your nechasim to somebody else, then you have to." If you give it to somebody else, then you have to include your tefillin. Gemara says, no, Ma'al Tema, you'd have thought, Hasim would have served Mitzvah Kavidni, Aval Uinu Zvune Mitzvah Gupilo Zavin Inish Kamash Malan. You would have thought that maybe only if you're Makish Oyin Hasim do your tefillin count and go into the calculation, that because you're doing a mitzvah by being Makish. So if I want to do a mitzvah, I want to do the mitzvah all the way. I'm including my tefillin. If I want my tefillin back, I'll be told to them that at least I'm giving Hekish the money that my including my tefillin. But you would think that if I sell it, there's no mitzvah for me to sell all my stuff to you. So that would have left out the tefillin. Why would I include the tefillin in there? Kamash Lan, know that when I sell, that even if I sell all my nechassim, that includes the tefillin. It includes everything. How I mean it was that when you sell something, you only sell things that don't, I guess, remove that only something that don't permit you to avoid doing the mitzvah. Mashmalan, all means all. Okay. Fine. Next Mishnah. Wait. Okay. Echad hamatish nechasav. Someone who's matish all his nechasim. The echad amarech atzmo or amarech by value. I owe a certain amount. Ain lo. Meaning lo is the gizmor. The gizmor has, and I haven't paid it yet. I'm coming to collect. Ain lo to the gizmor b'ksus ishto. The gizmor cannot take my wife's clothing. The low b'ksus banav, he may not take my children's clothing. The low b'tseva t'tseva l'shman, or if I bought some sort of article and I sent it to the dyer to be dyed on their behalf, meaning I bought a dress and now it's being dyed in color for my wife, that's not included, that's already considered hers. Right? The low b'san nalim chadashim shlachud l'shman, even if I bought brand new shoes that they have not yet worn, nevertheless I bought them for them, that's not included in the calculation. The gizmor has no right to take those. No, there it said that when the gizbar takes, he has to leave over food for you. And you have to. In other words, it doesn't count. He can take away all your stuff. He took your clothing. He took all your clothing. He takes all. He has to leave. There it says he has what he has to leave. But he doesn't have to leave you enough money to buy clothing for your wife. Here he's saying now he's coming to collect the clothing. He doesn't can't take from the wife's stuff. There, it's what he leaves you. Here's what he's taking. So, Apal Pisha Amru, even though we say, this is said by Yisomim, that they come to Beis and they're selling all their wares. They said, Apal Pisha Amru, even though we said, Avadim Nimkarin B'Ksuson, Avadim Nimkarin B'Ksuson L'Sheva, that slaves are sold, when they're sold and they have their clothing on, it makes them more valuable. Right, avadim nimkarin b'ksusam l'shevach shev tilakach lo ksus b'shloshim dinar. If you buy your slave an article of clothing for 30 dinan m'shubach mana, his price increases by 100 mana. Like they always say, paint the house before you sell it. Right, im tilakach lo ksus b'shloshim dinar m'shubach mana b'chein paros, so to a cow. imamtin also liitlis, if you wait till the yom of the market day, mishubas, he sold more. V'chein margolis, also a precious stone, imalos on the krach, if you bring them to the krach of the city, I guess that's the place, you bring them to 47th Street, you bring them to a place where they know the value, right, where you have a lot of purchasers, mishubachasi, you'll get more money. Nevertheless, ein lehekdesh elin and kol b'shaito. Hekdesh doesn't do that. Hekdesh is coming to evaluate what you have. They have to do it right then and there. What the value is at that moment, they don't have to, they can't say, had I gone to the marketplace, they would have fetched this value. It doesn't do that. It's whatever it is, it ever is here. Fine. I guess that makes it for Erica. Right, so it has to get, right. Will take the value right now. So it has to get determined by the value now. I guess you could, if he wants to be made for an editor, you can. So check into what he thought.
Sound mind,
not that Hekdesh takes everything. If I makdish everything, I have no right to do everything. If I makdish everything and the Hekdesh is chal and I use anything, I'm over
miyula.
So the question is, look at the Mishnah Gemara would not make mention of that. Tana Rabbanan. Price says, right, the full pasuk is im esodim ignaso asher lo mistechuzo so yafish la Hashem. We're talking about steyachuzo. But nasser ne erkecha v'yomahu. You give the value. Shelo yishe margalis lekalin. So basically, an individual who is poor, right, and he's being judged by Hesed God. We basically value what he has at that moment. So if he has a diamond, the gizbar can't wait to see what it will be worth later. Right now, it's only be 10 shekels. I wait, it'll be worth 100 shekels. Oh, he has 100 shekels, you can't judge him with Hesed Yad. No, if you're worth 10 shekels, you can judge him with Hesed Yad. And then it says, Kodesh Lashem, once you enter the pasuk there, it says, Kodesh Lashem, Stam Hekdesh is Vedek Abayas. That teaches that if you do Kodesh, if you notice everything, the Stam Hekdesh means, unless you explicate otherwise, Stam Hekdesh means Vedek Abayas. Tosos asked the question, he says, we just said, Ein Lehekdesh Elam Kol B'Shaito. But we learned the other day, that what do you do with the karka? You announce it for 30 days, for 60 days, well, why? Just take the value of the karka right now. We just said that Ein Lehekdesh Elam B'Shaito was model, but by karka, we wait until you announce it to get a better price. So that's Tosos answers. Tosos says, the difference is between the Shlomo and the Hakamai and the Metalkuin. The east of the Eimachris and Al Elo Shem Yiglivu of Al Reisha, the Masdis and the Matzach Chakrazo, Shishim Yom, Mari Bekakos, that's what Karaka. Because Metalkuin is a possibility, Tosos is a Svara, Talzim has a possibility of being lost. It gets stolen. Karaka is not stolen, it's here. So you can give Hekdesh the benefit. So the Hekdesh benefits this way because they don't have to, they lose the risk of, there's no risk of it being stolen. Okay, Hajjan Allah, Shuma Yusomin. Next, Perek. Getting into the concept of stay achuza. So, again, just to do an intro. Someone who's makdish his field, a stay achuza, right? And somebody else is going to be poda it from Hekdesh. So you don't give to Hekdesh the value of the field. Rather, for every, it's 50 shekel per every 75,000 square amos. You have to give 50 shekel for every 75,000 square amos, which is called Sada haru'uya luzroa bo sa'orin. You give 50 shekel, right? The pasuk says, the imis de achuza so yakdish ish lashem. Someone's matzah de achuza. Bahaya ekacha lefi zaro. The era, the value is according to zaro, zera, formas, orna, chamisha shekel kesef. The amount that you can, every 50 shekel kesef for the amount that you can zorea a chomer sa'orin. So the zera sa'kasa who is whether or not it's a good field or it's a bad field. Their hektish, the pigeon is the same. Now, this is only if you give if you're redeeming it immediately post Yovel. But every year, in the Yovel cycle, you knock off another shekel. But there's only 49 years, so basically you knock off a shekel and a punjon. So there's 48 punjonim in a shekel, but a shekel and a punjon that you knock off. So let's say if I'm poda it in year 20, so they're only 29 left, I give 29 plus 29 punjonim. That's what I give. What? The proration, exactly. Fine. Now, Mishnah says, Ein Makdishin, you may not be Makdish. We'll read like that. Ein Makdishin, stay achuz. You can't Makdish stay achuz. Lipnei hayavo pachos mishtei shanim. You can't be Makdish stay achuz if less than 2 years remain on to the Yovel. Okay? Rashi says, "Diksev dematish seichuz al pishanim hanosaros." The ain't shanim pochos mishnayim. You have to have 2 years left. Because you have to do this proration, this payment of the 50 shekel prorated. You can't do that unless the shanim that are remainder. Below goalim, and you may not be poda hektesh. Achar hayovel pachos mishana achas. You may only begin to redeem the seichuzah that was made hektesh. It has to be 1 year. It can't be less than 1 year after yovel. Rashi says before so gemara rabbi tamim shmul tamim. We'll see in the gemara what that means. Ein mechashim chadashim lehektesh, aval hektesh mechashim chadashim. You don't count months when it comes to hektesh. When it comes to being poda, you don't count months. Meaning, because we have this proration. So let's say now it's 20 years and 9 months in. So I don't say now that it's 21 years. I say it's still. I don't say 21 years have passed. Only 20 years have passed. So I owe you 29. I owe 29, not 28. But hektesh, if there's going to be a case, and hopefully we'll see it, if there's a case where hektesh will benefit by counting the months, you can count hektesh counts the month and therefore benefits. The Rambam is in Shmishita and says, in the Parish of Shnai, says that hektesh has the choice whether they can count it or not. Hektesh always wins, except for what we saw before, that Hektesh doesn't always win, because it's okay. So Hektesh always wins, except when it doesn't win. So the Gemara is now going to bring a steerer between our Mishnah and a Braisa. Right? Our Mishnah says that you may not be Makdish before Yovel less than 2 years. You can't be, if it's less than 2 years before Yovel, you can't be Makdish to stay Yechusa. The Gemara says, remember, you'll ask for Kash and a Braisa. The Braisa says, Makdishin, you can be Makdish to stay Yechusa. Bein Lifnei Yovel, whether it's before Yovel, or bein la'achar Yovel, or after Yovel, or b'shnas Yovel atzma, lo yakdish. And on Yovel itself, you shouldn't be makdish. Vim hikdish, and if you are makdish on Yovel, ain't a kedusha. It's not kedusha. We'll just say ain't a kedusha. Machlokes Rav Shmuel, what that means. But what comes out from the braisa here is that you're makdish to stay achuzah before Yovel. It says makdish and bein lifnei Yovel achar Yovel. It doesn't distinguish 2 years, 1 year. Any time before Yovel, you cannot stay achuzah. So that goes against our Mishnah, says that you need 2 years before you mock, in order to mock just to stay achusa. So Gemara says, Rav Shmuel, the Amri Tavayu, no. A makdish and legal will be garua pachos mishteishanim. What it means is that if it within 2 years before Yovel and your mock just to feel they want to come to be poded, you don't have the proration. You can't prorate it down to two shekel kesef. If you want to be, if you're makdish it and you're coming to be poded before Yovel, you got to pay the full 50 shekel. There's no proration at the time. So Gemara says, but why does it say? And then it says, then why is that? Why does our, I guess, Mishnah say, Ein Makdishin? The Kevan, the Ein Makdishin, the Gol B'Geirua, right? I guess that's your answer both. That's what, Kevan, the Ein Makdishin, the Gol B'Geirua, since you don't have this proration, you're going to lose a lot of money if you want to be poed to it, Pachos Mishteishanim, so, Ye'adam Chasam Mechasav, Ayakdishu, Pachos Mishteishanim. So that's why they say you shouldn't do it. Right, that's why our Mishnah says, "Ein makdish l'neyo pachos mishnayim." Not that you can't do it; it's not chal. It is chal, but it's chal in such a way that you can lose money if you want to redeem it, because you can't have the proration. You have to pay the full 50 shekel. So the Mishnah is being chasam amono. Don't do that. But if you do that, and then you have to redeem it, and you want to redeem it, because if you don't redeem it, it goes to the kohanim. But if you want to redeem it, you have to pay the full 50. So itmar, the Gemara now is bringing machlokas Rav Shmuel. Itmar. We're talking about now being makdish before Yovel. What about being makdish on Yovel itself? Braisa, remember, the Braisa said in Hikdish Ein Kedusha. We'll see what that means. Machlokas Rav Shmuel, right? Hamakdish Sadeu B'Shnasa Yovel Asma. It is Yovel itself a makdish the field. Rav Amar Kedusha. It is a valid hekdesh, right? And if I want to be podet, then no sin chamishim. And I can give 50 right away. I can give 50 and be podet. Ushmuel Amar Ein Kedusha Kol Iker. It's not chal. Now, just like they have this machlok when it comes to be makdish your stay achuzah on Yovel, what if somebody sells his stay achuzah on Yovel? It's going to be a machlok on the Chesamid Beis. Same machlok. Rav says the mechir is chal, but since it's Yovel, I get it back. So if I sell you, you're the sucker. I sell you my field on Yovel. You give me $10,000 for my field. I get my field back and I keep the 10 grand. Because you're a fool. You're the fool for buying something on Yovel. It reverts back to me automatically. Shmuel said no. It's Shmuel said.
Don't business transactions happen on Yovel?
According to Rav, this transaction is valid and I get it back. Shmuel says no, the transaction is invalid. What do you mean? You can't make the sale because it goes back to it reverts to me automatically.
You can't pay full price.
The guy's a fool. The guy sells, I say, here, Michael, I'm selling to you my field. Here, I bought your field. It's a great field. Oh, it's Yovel. I get it back right away.
Right.
You get it back.
Right. The value of a field is not dependent.
There's no one know about Karkos. They don't know about Karkos.
The value since it's Yovel is like $10. I think you paid $10.
Because he paid it. What do you mean? Because he paid it. Why is it Karkos? He paid it. You have to work out those details, whatever you want. But he paid it. Rob says he paid it. The Mechira is Chal. Just the field goes back. The field reverts back. Shmuel says the Mechira is not Chal. So Maskif Lo Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef is going to say that I understand Shmuel Lagabe Mechira. I don't understand Shmuel Lagabe Hektish. Maskif Lo Rav Yosef. Bishamol Inyan Mechira. I understand why Mechira, the Polig Shmuel and the Rav, that Rav argues with Shmuel and says that the Mechira is invalid. Because Ikulamein Mark, as you can say, Kavachomer. I'm not sure what the Kavachomer here is. Ikulamein Kavachomer. You can say there's a Kavachomer that the Mechira should not be Chal, because Ma Mechur Kvar. But something is already sold prior to Yovel. Ma Mechur Kvar, Yotze Achsha. When it comes to Yovel, it automatically it goes out back to the original owners. Eina Mechura, so something that is not sold prior to Yovel. Eino din shaloti makir, so it's kavachomer. It shouldn't even be sold if it's already sold in the leaves. So if it's not sold now, you're trying to sell it, it shouldn't work. That's what he says. Elahaka, but gabe hektesh, I don't say that because hektesh on yovel, it's not automatically released. Why? Elahaka miikul meimer kavachomer. How can they kavachomer? Hot tonight with the mishnah on kavheva days tomorrow's daf. Higia yovel v'lo nigala. Let's say the steyachuzah was hukdash, and now comes yovel and no one redeems it. Kohanim nichnas from the tocha v'nosin. The Kohanim who are on the Mishmar, that Yom Kippur, they can have the right to then give the money. V'nosin damea divrei Rabbi Yehuda. They can give the money and then they can buy the field, and now the Kohanim have the property, which is sorry, the Kohanim don't have property, but now they can have they don't have a nachla, but now they can have the property. So since these fields do not automatically revert. The whole Kavachomer was that since this field automatically reverts on Yovel, therefore if you do what you do on Yovel, it doesn't back out. This field doesn't automatically revert on Yovel. You have no Kavachomer. So why are you telling me that if your Makish on Yovel doesn't work, you have no Kavachomer? So Shmuel says, no, I do have a Kavachomer. So Shmuel Kravi Shimon Tzviolei, Dharma Nechlasim, Vol Mosin. Because the Kohanim get it without paying anything. It's an automatic reversion to the Kohanim. So I have a Kavachomer. Rav says, no, there's no comparison. Rav Sofer, so Labaila Mi Kamahadra? Does it go back to the owners? The Kohanim who did not go, the Kohanim Meshukha Gaboka Zachu. It goes to the Kohanim. There's still no Kavachomer, because the Kavachomer by the Mechira was that if it's sold before Yovel, it automatically reverts to the original owner. So on Yovel itself, it's not going to be Chal. Here, it doesn't revert automatically to the owners. It goes to the Kohanim. What does it mean it goes to the Kohanim? It stays where it is. It stays with a Kaddish Baruch Hu. The Kohanim is a Shluch, they have a Kaddish Baruch Hu. They get to keep it. So there's no Kavachomer. That's the Machlokas between Rav and Shmuel. Now the Gemara says, my time of the Rav. So Tosafot says, what do you mean, my time of the Rav? Why does Rav hold, right? Rav hold that Yomachas Adeo, it's not Sayovel, it's Kaddish. My time of the Rav, because Rav doesn't hold the Kavachomer. Tosafot says. Right? Tosafot says, Vim Tomer, Lam Mitruchi Hachi, Lame Lefli Kavachomer Shmuel. He doesn't hold the Kavachomer Shmuel. So that's why Rav says. Tosafot doesn't answer, because maybe you would have thought, if you're makdish it on Yovel, you redeem it for value. It also has to come up with the reasons why we have two reasons why Rav holds, two reasons why Rav's going to hold that if you're makdish on Yovel, it's chav. First reason is because there's no Kal v'chomer. Second reason is what we're going to say right now.
Did you mention which day of the Yovel is that?
During Yovel.
During Yovel. Could be in the last day of the
350 whatever days of Yovel. Yovel effect is effective throughout the whole Yovel.
Right, but like was mentioned, Yossi, I mean, you could have a field that used like half a year.
Right, so?
A bucket used half a year. It's still useful for that, but it's a bucket.
No, Yovel is an automatic reversion. Any day of Yovel is the same din as the first day of Yovel. Yeah, I think so. No, Yom Kippur. Starts Yom Kippur, yeah. Okay, so my time with the Rav. Why does Rav hold that if you makdish the field on Yovel, it is kadosh? My time of the Rav, the Amakra, the pasuk says, "Im mishnas hayovel yakishu sadeo kerchayakam." If from the year of Yovel, ushnas hayovel b'klal, and shnas hayovel is included in Yovel, kashiyom b'klal. So if you makdish a field on Yovel, it itself is chal. And how are you poded? If you want to be poded, I guess you have to wait till the end of Yovel. You have throughout all of Yovel to be poded. If you want to be poded, you got to give the 50 shekel for 75,000 square amma. Okay, Shmuel doesn't say Mishnas Yovel to include Yovel. Shmuel miksiv im Bishnas Yovel. It doesn't say bi with a base. It says me with a mem. Right? Mi Yovel Yakish Ksiv. Mishana Sha'acha Yovel. He says me from the year after, he says. That's what he means from the year after. On Yovel itself, nothing counts. You start Makashiv from the year after. So Gemara says, so Fishmal Rav. There are two psukim. The two psukim that talk about Yovel. There's a pasuk that says, Im Achar HaYovel and Im Mishnas HaYovel. So yeah, sorry for a second. According to Rav, I understand what the two psukim mean. Mishnas HaYovel means on Yovel itself, and Achar HaYovel means the year after Yovel. According to Shmuel, if Mish Yovel means the year after, what does Shnas Achar mean? What does that mean? We already have the year after. So Bishmal Rav, Hainu Diksiv, Im Mishnas HaYovel, that is, the pasuk says, Im Mishnas HaYovel, Yakish HaDeo Ke'erko Yochem. From the year of Yovel, you have to pay the full value. Full value means 50 shekel, right? That's talking about the next part says, Im Achar HaYovel, then you have the Chishev Lo HaKohen. Then you have the Dim, what's called Geruah, mm-hmm. The proration. So on Yovel, it's 50. After Yovel, you have Geruah. You have proration. El Shmuel, my Achar HaYovel. What does it mean, Achar HaYovel? The first part is Achar HaYovel, because on Yovel, nothing counts. That's what the tube's looking for. So la achar achar. Shmuel's gonna say that im mishnas yovel means the year after yovel, and achar means the year after. Achar achar, year after the year after. Meaning after 2 or 3 years after yovel, then you have din geruah. He's gonna hold that on year one. After yovel, that's you have to pay the full value, and then after that you start knocking down the price via the proration calculation din geruah. So Meisvei, now we're going to start asking questions. Again, Rav holds that if you're Makdish the field on Yovel, it's Chal. But then we just have a Brisa. The Brisa said, right, Makdish and Bein Lifnei Yovel, Bein La'achar Yovel. You can be Makdish before and after Yovel. U'bishnas Yovel Atzma Yakish. But on Yovel itself, you should not be Makdish. Then Hikdish Ein Kedusha. And if you are Makdish, it's not Kadosh. That's smack against Rav, who said that if you can be Makdish the field on Yovel. So the Gemara says, no, Amalach Rav. Rav's going to answer, no. What does it mean, Ein Kedusha? And it could do so be geruah, meaning you don't have the proration. If your makdish on Yovel, you don't have proration. Aval kedusha v'nosim chamishin. But it is kadosh, and you have to pay full 50 if you want to redeem it. The question says that can't be. Why? Michlal the lifnei. What's the Mishnah says? The Brisa said. Bein lifnei Yovel, bein la'achar Yovel. So michlal the lifnei Yovel, it's kedusha ligal b'geruah. Mashma means that any time before Yovel, you have proration. But we know that's not true that any time before Yovel you have proration. We already said that both Rav and Shmuel said you only have proration up to 2 years before Yovel. But when you get to 2 years before Yovel, you don't have proration. You don't have the thing Geruah. You have to pay the 50 value. Michal, the lipne Yovel, ego begeruah. Baha Rav and Shmuel, the Amri Tavayu, a makdish, and the Geil begeruah, pachlush teshonim. You don't have Geruah. If the second part of the Mishnah, which of the Brisa, which says, Eina Kedusha means Eina Kedusha begeruah, that means the first part which says it is Kedusha means it's Kedusha with the proration. But that can't be true, because Rav and Shmuel don't hold the proration if you only have 2 years left. So, Amalach Rav, I'm going to say Eina Chanami. You're right. This Mishnah, this Brisa would be a problem for me, except that I don't hold like the Tana of that Brisa. I hold like a different Tana. Right? Amalach Rav, Hamani, this Brisa, who says that if you're Makdish on Yovel itself, it's not Kadosh, Hamani, that's Rabbanan he. That's the Shita of the Rabbanan, the Ano, the Amri Karebi. But I'm going to hold like Rebbe. Because Chazar, if you remember what the Machlos Rabbanan Rebbe was, when it came to Isra of Achilus Chametz, right? It says in the Torah that the Isra of Chametz is Miyom HaRishon Vad Yom HaShvi, from the first day to the seventh day. The question is, does that include the first and seventh day? Is it Ad the Flower? So the Rabbanan said it did not include Rishon and Shvi, and therefore we needed another pasuk to include Rishon and Shvi. Whereas opposed to Rebbe held it included Rishon and Shvi, and that other pasuk we learned for something else, right? So the same. So he says I hold like Rebbe, who says that over there it's Ad the Cloud. So too would be the din here. Let's just read the Gemara again. Amalach Rav Hamani. That Brisa goes like who? That's Rabbanan he. Va'anah and I the Amri ki Rebbe. I hold like Rebbe, the Amar who says. Yom Rishon, V'yom Rishon B'chlau, Shvi, V'shvi B'chlau. It includes those. And Hachanami, so too here, by the Stei Achuzo, the Pasuk says, Im Mishnas HaYovel Yakishu Sadeh Kerfa Yochum. So, Mishnas HaYovel, Shnas HaYovel B'chlau. Shnas HaYovel is included. So I say Shnas HaYovel is included, you can be Makashit. The Brisa says that it's not Chal if you Makashit on it, because he holds like Rabbanon. It's not Agra Bechlal. Okay. The Gemara then asks, wait a second. If he holds like Revi, Pujon ma'avidite. Why do we need the Pujon? Basically, if you hold like Revi, that says that the idea was that you have to pay 50 shekel plus a Pujon, because you only have 49 years in the cycle. And you have to prorate. So you have to add 48 Pujon in the shekel. In order to get the right value, you would have to give one shekel plus one Pujon per year to reach the 50 shekel. According to Revi now, if you're including Yovel, I have 50 years. What do I need the extra punjon every time I'm poded? Let's say I'm poded in year, with 20 years past. I'm supposed to give 20 shekel plus 20 punjon, because there's only 49 years, and there's only 49 punjon in, or 48, an extra punjon is given because of the money change. Let's just say 49. I have to give that extra punjon to make up the difference to reach 50. But here I don't have a difference to make up, because it's 50 years. So it's 50 shekel and worldly course. What do I need? What do I need? Now I have prorate. What do I need to add the extra punjon? He says, Ikamo Revi, Ika Revi, Pujon Ma'avidity. Rashi says, Ki Matish Eser or Chafshon or Lifnei Yovel, Amai Yohiv Selo Upunjon. Why do you have to give a seller plus a punjon for each year? Lasiv Selo Shana. Just give one seller per year. The Kaman the Ki Matish, once you're Matish, right? Uparakle Bishasa the Yovel Gufei, and let's say you were Matish and you were Poda on the Yovel itself. Lo yod elechamishin. You would give 50, right? Ashachak to lo matel of son of Hashem, so yovel el sela. So therefore, each year is worth one sela. So Rabbi Kanva Jovel above from here to the next Yovel is none, it's 50. Nun shana have, vishana zo bechlal. And he says, it's bechlal, it's inclusive. If you keep part of the shtayim, or shol shon me yovel, if you're paying 3 years, I'll say two, but that's a problem. You can't do 2 years before Yovel. If you're paying 3 years before Yovel, who the body of the mesa because shana the yusulo? All you have to give is the amount of years left. You don't have a change. There is no change. So the Gemara says v'chi same or less late. Maybe he holds that yena chanami. You don't give the change. You only give the value. You give the you don't give a dollar and a penny. You just give the shekel, right? He says v'chi same or less late. But not. It's not going to be the case. We'll see in the Mishnah tomorrow's daf. Hikdash shtayim b'sholosh shana lifnei yovel. Rebbe Omer ni no selo pinjon. You got to give a selo pinjon. You do give the change. Rebbe says. Don't say the Rebbe says you don't give a change. You do give a change. But so how can you say that Rav is holding like Rebbe? If Rav is holding like Rebbe, then there's no concept of the punjon, of the change, because you have 50 full years. What do you need the change for? So Gemara says, no, yeah, he holds like Rav over there, Abba Bechal, but then he holds like a different kind of a different machlokas. That Rebbe's going to hold like a different kind of. Rebbe can Rebbe Yehuda's relay. Rebbe's holding like Rebbe Yehuda. I thought Rebbe was Rebbe Yehuda, because it's a different Rebbe Yehuda, right? Rebbe holds like Rebbe Yehuda. Who's Rebbe? Rebbe is Rebbe Yehuda. Rebbe Yehuda Nasi. No. That's Rebbe Yehuda Nasi. This is Nasi. Right. So there's another Rebbe Yehuda. There's another Rebbe Yehuda. Rebbe holds like Rebbe Yehuda. Rebbe Yehuda Sfiulei. Rebbe Yehuda
Tana?
Yeah. Okay. So it's another. Stam Rebbe Yehuda is Rebbe Yehuda Barilai. Okay. So Rebbe holds like Rebbe Yehuda Barilai. Rebbe can Rebbe Yehuda Sfiulei. The Amar who says, Shnas Chamishin. Ole lekan ulekan. The 50th year counts for the previous cycle and the next cycle. In other words, when it comes to Yovel, the Chachamim hold that you have year 49, right? Yovel is year 50, and the next year starts year 1. Okay? According to Rebbe, I think the way you have it is you have year 49, year 50. So that's the Yovel for the previous year, but year 50 is already year 1 for the next year. The Yovel counts for one. It counts for the 50 for this one and one for the next year. So they're only.
That doesn't work when he
buys in the same year.
He buys one in the same year. What copper that year on Yovel? 2 minutes ago we said that it goes.
So you have to work out. You have to work out. So maybe if that year is Yovel, it's still Yovel. And it only becomes yours the next year. But that's fine. But now we only have 49 years between Yovels. Because that's so when I would have to change.
That would be fine. If you get 49 years, that's okay. But it said 2 minutes ago that we take it and we're mapping, give it right back.
If, according to Rav, if you buy the market. Yeah, according to Rav,
it gets automatically sent back.
So on that year, so year 1 is year 50, so yeah, that will count on that.
Money.
What?
He loses money.
The guy would lose the money if you sell it. Okay. So now, right, so it's Olakan Olakan. Rashi says Olakan Olakan. Shnas hayovel himi yovel shel avar, umonimoso shana achas liyovel haba. Hilkok, im shana zu, with this year, einan at shnas hayovel haba, elamem tes. With this year counting, with year 50 counting as year 1, you only have 49 years to the next yovel. Therefore, you have only 49, not 50, you have the change concept coming in. Ushnas hayovel haba, einan nimnas ima, and sar yovel mishami vitchivaso. Right, and that doesn't, oh, it says, right. Right, because the, okay. So the Gemara says, Lefi Shmuel, now according to Shmuel, right, he says, basically Shmuel holds that by a stay of Chuza, Rebbe is going to have to be Moda that on Yovel itself you can't be Matashit. Because Shmuel holds that on Yovel itself you're not going to be Matashit. He was called a Kanrav. So Lema, Rebbe ki Rabbanon Svirulei. Rebbe's going to have to hold like Rabbanon, who say that's 4950, 1, 2. Why? Because the Ikashita, Ika Rabbi Yehuda, if he holds like Rabbi Yehuda, that's 4951. And then what starts off with two afterwards, the Ikra Yehuda sell Shnei Pinjon Mirayle. You'd have to pay a seller and two Pinjon of change, because you would only have 48 years in between. Right? You have 48 years. Akaka Lur Shmuel, Rebbe Kerbonin Srile. According to Shmuel, Rebbe would have to hold like Rabbanan. According to Rav, Rebbe holds like Rabbi Yehuda. According to Shmuel, Rebbe's going to have to hold like Rabbanan. Okay. Tashma. Let's bring another question on Rav. Again, Rav said that you're makish to stay Achuza.
Why didn't you
only that you left out with 48 years. If Rebbe holds like Rabbi Yehuda,
right,
who says beyond Shnas HaYovel,
right,
Rabbi Yehuda basically, right? Rebbe holds like Rabbi Yehuda that you have. If Rebbe holds like Rabbi Yehuda, again, you can put all the sheetahs together. Rabbi Yehuda says there are only 49 years in between.
Right.
Only 49 years in between. According to Shmuel, you cannot be Makdish on Yovel.
Right.
Knock off 1 year. You only have 48 years now. So now when I come to pay each year, I have to make up the difference of the change. It's an extra punjon every year.
Uh-huh.
But we know that you only pay one punjon, not two punjonos.
But then the counts, according to them, the counts completely different between one and the other one.
No, it's still...
The count of Yovel is different, because one is counting already... year 50 as year 1.
Yeah, the Yovel calculation. We had that when we did all the calculations, that the calculations were different, because according to Rabbanan, there's an extra year every cycle, because it's 1 through 49, 50, 1 through 49. So there's an extra 50 year every cycle. According to Rebbe, it's 1 through 49, 50, and 50 counts as 1. So there's always one less year in the cycle,
right,
in the Hanami. And that's how we answered some of the questions about the calculations. We had to go back and get all those charts, but this came up over there. I don't remember. But that it came over there. So Tashma, another question on Rav. Rav again said that if you're Makish or you're Mochel, your field on Yovel is valid. So Tashma, look at our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, Velo Goalin, you may not redeem the field Achra Yovel Pachos Mishana. You can't redeem it 1 year after Yovel. So Bishlama Lishmuel, I understand why Shmuel Lo Goalin Achra Yovel Pachos Mishana. Why? Because I understand why you say Lo Goalin Pachos, because you cannot be Makish on Yovel. So 1 year later, you can't be Ella Lerav, Mila Acha Yovel Shona. Right? Why after Yovel? According to Rav, if you're Matash on Yovel itself, you can be Poda it. So why can't you be Poda it the year afterwards? Well, it doesn't make any sense. So the Gemara answers, Mi Savart La Acha Yovel Mamash. Does it mean, it says La Acha Yovel Mamash? Ella, right? Sorry, La'acha Yovel Mamash. What does it mean? My La'acha Yovel is my Acha Yovel. It means the Emsa Yovel. The Mishnah is talking about a case where someone is coming to be redeem his field in the middle of the Yovel. Meaning, let's say, after 20 or 30 years. Middle of the Yovel cycle. Not Yovel year. Middle of the Yovel cycle. And now he's standing in the middle of the year. He's standing 20 years and 6 months and 6 months in. So don't say that now 20 years and 6 months have passed. So now that basically 21 years have passed, and I only owe 28 years, right? I only 20. Really, you owe 29 years. The whole kamad, the low mile shana. So long as the full year has not passed, lo migarle, you can't prorate that year. The proration only happens at the end of the year. The Gemara says, wait a second, my kamash malon. Well, what do you come with the teachers then? What's the chiddush? The Mishnah just said afterwards, dei mechashim chadashim imahetish. You don't count months. It's the next line in the Mishnah. So habehedjikatani imechashim chadashim imahetish. It's written clearly that you can't count the months. So the Gemara answer is no. My time kama. The Mishnah is written in a way. What's the reason why? My time lo goal and achar yovel pachas rishana. What's the reason why you may not count the redemption a part year redemption, because mishum the aim lechashvin chadashim im a hekdesh, because you don't count months, rather you give hekdesh the full year value. Okay, I only have to pray up to here, so we'll stop here.